Up next is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert and Jen Ashton.
So Lael, recently you shared with us your top 10 essential items for the kitchen.
I did.
It was a great list. I got to thinking, we have some sophisticated listeners on Utah Public Radio, and maybe they have a lot of those items. So what about a list, maybe just a top 5, of some essential tools that you may not have in your kitchen? Well, let's jump in and see what we think.
All right. Let's give it a go.
So my number 5 is a butter crock.
A butter crock, huh?
You know what that is?
I do. I actually just gave one to the thrift store. But tell our listeners, what is a butter crock?
A butter crock is usually a ceramic item that comes in two pieces. One holds water, and it's the base. The other has a cup within it that you put the butter into, smash it into, and then it clings, and you flip the other one, put it into the water, and it seals the bottom of that bowl with the butter.
So
that
then, fresh.
Yes, then you can keep that butter on the counter anytime it's fresh and room temperature.
So it's soft and spreadable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So our number 4, my number 4 at least, everybody's got mixing bowls. I'm not as sure if people have mixing bowls with a rubber base. So you'll see different kinds out there, silver metal bowls, but they have a rubber base on the bottom, or other materials that have a ring on the bottom that kind of helps it stay stable. I just find that when I pull out any mixing bowl that doesn't have a base like that, I find it annoying to try to mix things in. And so just an easier tool to use.
I completely agree with that. When I have a bowl that doesn't have a rubber base, I end up hugging it and getting a line of batter on my shirt usually. So it does make you look more professional to not have a line of batter on your shirt.
All right. So my number three is parchment paper.
Ooh.
Do you use parchment paper?
I love parchment paper, and it did take me a while to discover it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you use it most often?
Well, I use it pretty much every time I do anything on the cookie sheet, just to avoid washing the cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, things don't stick, and you don't have to use the pan spray, which tends to turn the bottom of your cookies brown before the cookie's done.
And makes it harder to clean,
yeah,
the pan spray. So you're saving your cookie sheets a lot in that way. You're also able to use parchment paper in other ways. Well, of course, cookies is one on a flat tray, but then if you line a baking pan with it, brownies, you can lift them out easier, cut nice lines. You can take parchment paper, load it with some vegetables, some fish, wrap that into little packet, cook that,
bundle.
It keeps a little bundle, steams the fish nicely in there. Yeah, parchment paper is one of those beautiful things.
Yeah, I would just advise, some stores sell them flat and pre-cut. Don't buy those. Just buy the roll, because where are you going to store the flat, pre-cut parchment paper?
Good point. Number 2, bendable cutting boards or flexible cutting boards. My sister came to my house one time and she went to get a cutting board to use and cut something up. And she saw my flexible cutting boards. And I also have a really lovely wood cutting board that I use for breads and stuff. But she said, "Oh, I've got to get you some real cutting boards." And I was like, "You don't know about these?" I mean, I use my wood cutting board for bread, but everything else on the flexible, the vegetables that you need to pour into the soup, you can cut them up, put them in. What do you like about
them? They're easier to wash. You can throw them in the dishwasher. And really, a wood cutting board, you might keep a long time. These bendable ones, they kind of use up.
Yes.
And you discard them and you buy some more. But hey, that's fine with me. That's sanitary.
It is much more sanitary. The meats that you're cutting, it's much easier to get those really clean in the dishwasher.
Yep.
My number 1 for essential tools you may not have is sharp knives.
Oh, I love it.
Everyone has knives, but do they have sharp knives? My husband's favorite, and he worked as a sous chef, were from a restaurant supply store.
Yeah.
And because they're workhorses and that he can easily straighten them, sharpen them.
Yeah. And so the point is, they don't need to be really expensive, because there are some really expensive knives out there. You don't need it to go too crazy, but you do need to have one that can be sharpened, and you have to know how to sharpen it. So if you don't know how to sharpen it, get on YouTube, make sure it's made out of the right material,
and
get a sharp knife.
Perfect. So there's our top 5. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thanks to our listeners as well. This is Jen Ashton.
And this is Lael Gilbert
with Bread and Butter.